Hello, hello, my darling. How are you? I'm amazing. I'm really, really good. Oh, hey, I'm sorry I didn't call you earlier. Dana and I stopped at, where did we stop? Oh, Café du Monde, for some beignets because my edible was like still very much hitting when the plane landed. Oh, yeah, I was like sobbing while watching I, Tonya. Wait, can you say that again? I didn't hear you. Oh, so the plan for tonight, it's me, Dana, and Sydney all staying at the Airbnb that I sent you those pictures of. And then Eddie is meeting us with Steve at the club later tonight. No. He's the guy that I know because I slept with his boyfriend. And that was happened before they started dating. Yes, yeah. How are you, baby? Yeah, you're good? Good. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, hey, thank you so much for giving me your hoodie for the flight. I only cried a little bit when I opened up my backpack and saw it was there. And then I started crying a lot when I noticed that you sprayed your cologne on it. So, yes, I do. But at that point, I was able to focus my crying onto I, Tonya, and the person sitting next to me just thought it was normal. So, oh, I miss you too, Daddy. It's really hard being away from you. Tell me about your day. Yeah? Yeah, well, hey, that's definitely it could have been worse, you know what I mean? I would definitely count that as a win.
Max. Maxine, we have to go.
Okay. Hey, babe. I'm so sorry. I gotta go,
Max,
okay?
dude, let's go.
Yes, I'll absolutely call you when I I'm at the club after we've settled in for a little bit. It's a pop-up with a different theme every month, and this month is the Blood Rave from Blade, so I'm like fucking stoked about it. Hey, thanks again for like being so enthusiastic about me going on this trip. We've been doing this whole fucking sisterhood of the traveling pants thing since I think freshman year, and I voted on New Orleans years ago. And long story short, I miss you, and thank you so much for being such an amazing and supportive boyfriend. Yes, even after 8 months, I still get butterflies calling you my boyfriend. Okay. Yeah, I will. I'm loving it here, in New Orleans, okay? Yeah, I'll talk to you later, okay? Okay. Dana, I'm fucking kill Hey, baby. Oh my God, it is fucking incredible here. They have this like incredible mint julep. I've already had like two of them. And we've only been here for like 45 minutes, and the music is like so good. It's like they made the playlist for me. They played Depeche Mode, and then they played who was the other, who else did they play? Oh my gosh, that's right. They were doing mashups of Tears for Fears and the Smiths songs. It was incredible. I know, right? It's crazy. It's like I'm the DJ.
Max, I can't go
All
to
right,
the
babe.
bathroom with
Whatever.
you.
Mommy's here. What do you need?
Can you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, dude, I'll go to the bathroom with you. 1 sec. Hey, babe, can I call you back in a little bit? Say that again? Oh, yeah. Like, everyone in my group of friends has been calling me Mommy or Mommy Max since, like, freshman year of college or something. Hey, can I call you later? Maybe later tonight? Okay. Yeah, I'm amazing, babe. I'm having a really great time. Okay, my sweet boy. I'll talk to you later, okay? What? Oh, yeah, right. I've never called you that before, right? I'm just a little tipsy and shit's like flying out of my mouth, you know? Yeah, totally. I will talk to you soon, gorgeous.
Three new voicemails.
Hi, this is Max's friend Dana. So your girlfriend, dude, is so fucking cool. She has been taking amazing care of us. She's in like total mommy Max mode, making sure that we're all safe and making us dance. But I'm sure you know, like, exactly how bossy she can be. You're probably, like, super used to being bossed around by her. I remember her last two boyfriends. She actually dumped them because they, like, weren't cool with the fact that she likes to be dominant in bed. And then she...
What the fuck are you doing? Whoops, I have to go.
Hey, dude, what's up? Your lady over here has been trying to get this guy with the New Orleans accent.
I just need you to
say,
woo, oh, wait, do you here, know how long I've been her. Waiting for this? I'm about to make a name for myself. That's all I need you to say. Like, it's from Deadpool 2. It's really easy.
And Mommy Max has not stopped talking about you, dude. You have got to let this woman top you. She's been talking all night about how she's been, like, acting subby, and during your guys' whole relationship, she hasn't gotten to top you, and we're all, like, so confused, because, like, Max is a fucking dom, dude. Like, since you guys started dating, she's, like, talked about how she's wanted to tie you down, and what did you say, Max?
Wait, you said that you wanted to see if your boyfriend looks pretty when he cries? Dude, are you fucking kidding me? I am going to kill you. And I will step on your fucking neck. Give me that.
Hey, babe. I will send you a voice message later, when I get home. Okay. Yeah, I love... I'll talk to you later.
Guys, shut the fuck up!
Baby, hey. So, we're just now getting back from getting po' boys, and oh my god, they were so fucking incredible. I ended up having, I think it was 3 mint juleps and 3 shots, maybe? Like, I gotta, like, keep things symmetrical, you know? Eddie was our DD. Him and Steve just dropped all of us off at the Airbnb. They're actually gonna sleep here tonight because their AC is out. And we have an extra room.
They're so hot. They're so hot.
Yeah, they're very, very hot.
And they both have amazing
hair. Yeah, they do. So Dana and I were talking all night about how we wanted to watch them fuck. And I know that Eddie is great in bed because him and I have had sex. I know that he is a great lay.
Ugh, jealous.
Okay, V. Do you need my help walking anymore?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Alright. Slow nod. Not very convincing, but I believe you. Nod with intention. Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Good girl. Okay. I'll see you in the morning. Okay? Drink some water. I put bottles in all the rooms before we left, so...
Thank you, Mommy Max. You're an icon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem, babe. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And they're asleep. And you're all mine.
Baby. creepy boy. My sweet, sweet thing. I'm afraid I haven't been fully honest with you. I know that I may act like this very timid and demure, blushing thing, crying all over your sweatshirt with your cologne, and those things are certainly a part of me, but here's the thing, my love. You see, I haven't been paying attention to the side of me that is a bit more prominent, my dominant side, my hungry side, my ravenous, fucking greedy, aggressive side, and baby, sweet, little pretty thing like you, you're on the menu. You see, baby, I love you. I fucking love you, and I've loved you for a while. And with my more recent exes, me being dominant was a problem, and they would get freaked out by my collection of ropes and vibrators and impact toys, and then the sex just started to suck. And when I met you, beautiful, beautiful you, I didn't want to lose you, so I decided I'd wait to tell you exactly how I like to be treated in bed. And to be honest, you've done a lovely job for the past couple of months topping me, but I think I'm getting to a point where I can no longer ignore what I need and what I want, which is for me to be straddling you, on top of you, riding your cock with your wrist tied to my headboard, and you're just crying and just begging me to let you come. That's what I really want. That's what I fucking dream about, is you just underneath me, begging, overwhelmed by the amount of pleasure that you're feeling, embarrassed that you're enjoying that I'm treating you like a fucking slut. I just want to use you, you know? And I appreciate the lovemaking that we do, and it's nice, like, you know, calling you daddy and stuff like that, but I just feel like in my heart of hearts, sometimes when I look at you and sometimes I look at your eyes, and I'm just like, wow, he really, really should have my thighs wrapped around his head, and thoughts of how good I taste wandering around his brain while I ramble on and on about how much I love using him and how much of a good boy you are for me. How much my mind wanders during work thinking about just covering your fingers and your rings in my cum. And baby, you don't mind if I touch myself while I talk to you about this, right? I'm sure you don't mind at all. Baby, I don't know if it's the mint juleps talking or the three shots of tequila talking, but the picture that you sent me of your hands is like really, really doing it for me. And God, every time you like fly your hands in front of me, I just think I want to get my bright red silk ties and just wrap them around his wrists and tie him to my bed frame and just, oh my God, just fucking destroy him. God, I just want to destroy you, baby. Is that okay? Is that okay if all I want to do is destroy you and build you from the bottom up again and then destroy you again and then just, fuck, God, I just want you to be mine. I just want you to be mine and mine alone. I want to show you how much I want you to be mine. I'm gonna rip off your clothes the second you walk in the door. God, and just kiss all the way down your body. Pull your pants down to your ankles. And then just slide up your body. And just jerk your cock with my soft hands. And whisper into your ear how pathetic you look. how needy you look, how much I know you want this, and how much I want to give it to you, but I need you to be a good boy for me first. Fuck. Fuck, and I want to see those eyes get all big. Oh, I'm big and scared. Fuck, I'm sure you look so good when you're fucking scared, baby. I'm sure you look so pretty. Yeah, do you look like a pretty boy for me, sweetheart? Are you touching yourself right now? Because you should. You should touch yourself to this. I'm touching myself for you. Thinking about your eyes on me. Whenever I take my clothes off in front of you and you just stare at my tits when you don't think I'm looking, and then you'll look away when I look at you. Almost like you're trying to not be disrespectful, even though I know that you ogle me and think about me and dream about me and jerk off to me. So do it. Do it right now, honey. You're not gonna get in trouble with me. But when I come back, I do expect your honesty, and I'm gonna know by the look on your face, because you're a really bad liar. I'm gonna know if you're lying to me when I ask you, baby, are you a filthy fucking pervert? Did you jerk off to that voice message I sent you? I was super fucking drunk. Did you jerk off to that? Did you come? Did you think about me on my knees in front of you, my nails scratching down your thighs? Yeah, did you come into your fucking fist thinking about my huge soft tits wrapped around your cock? I know you did, I know you did. So just tell me. Come on, baby, just be a good boy for me. Tell me, I want you to tell me, are you touching yourself? Say it out loud, say yes, Max. Yes, baby, I'm touching myself for you. Yes, because your voice sounds so good, and I just miss you. I miss you so much, baby. God, I can't wait to fucking see you, to hear you, to taste you again. Oh, God, you've been so understanding about me being gone, and fuck it. I just want to reward you, but I also just want to punish you now that the secret's out, and now that I don't have to fake how I want to be around you, and I don't have to fake about how much I just want to own you and degrade you and just make you cry. It's just, I don't have to hide those sick, twisted things anymore. Unless I decided not to send this switch. I'm willing to bet that I'm still going to, because at this point we're too far in, right? Baby, I really hope you don't mind too much that I do this and what was supposed to be a sweet voice message to you, but all this talk about tying you down and owning you and talking nasty to you, I really need to come, and I know it's gonna happen pretty fast because I'm pretty drunk, so I hope you don't mind that I use this for a little bit. Whoops. Oh, fuck. Tequila's really starting to hit me now. I'm gonna need to probably cover up my blankets with this, because covering my vibrator with this, with the blankets, you get it. Because I really don't want to wake up the entire house with my vibrator. You know, when you put your hoodie in my backpack, I was kind of nervous because this vibrator was at the bottom of my backpack, and I was really worried that you were going to see it. But clearly you didn't. So, I don't know, that moment when I thought about that was kind of enough for me to think, like, maybe I should tell him how, I feel, and maybe I should tell him how much I need us to address things and By things, I mean how much you fucking drive me crazy. How much I just need... fucking need you, baby. I need to hold you face down. Sobbing, moaning, writhing underneath me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You know what I think? Oh, I think you want that too. There's been times where you've been out and have pulled you in a particular direction or ordered for you on accident, and oh fuck, I see this like light in your eyes, and I almost think you're gonna like being submissive to me. As a matter of fact, I think you're gonna fucking love it. I'm gonna be so good to you, baby. I'll make you want it. I'll make you want it again and again and again. And fuck, you're gonna be like begging to be my little pet, my little toy, my good fucking boy. God, my pretty boy. Oh, God, my darling dear. Fuck. God, sorry, baby. I'm really trying to make sure that's not loud. Fuck, I don't wanna... fuck. Wake anybody up. Fuck. God. Fuck, baby. God, when I get home... fuck. Fuck, when I get home, it's just gonna be you and me fucking my fucking bed. God, I can just show you how much I missed you. Oh, and how much I want you. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I can't moan. Fuck, I can't be too loud. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come so quietly. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Oh, my God, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I hope no one heard me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God, fuck. Holy shit, fuck. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, my God. Well, I certainly wasn't anticipating on, you know, unloading all of that onto you. I can't believe this just started out as me just trying to tell you that I got home safely, but I guess it ended in me saying something I should have said a long time ago, and I really hope that you're receptive to it. I really care about you, my darling, and I don't want to hide any parts of myself from you. So if you're okay with this part of me being so prominent in our relationship. Wow, I'm so proud that I'm able to pull out prominent with the amount of alcohol in my body. If you're okay with this, then we should talk and discuss it, because I just feel like you would be a really, really good boy for me. But either way, I will see you or talk to you tomorrow. This morning. I hope you have a good night, good afternoon, good morning. I'm gonna go chug some water, so that way I don't have a hangover tomorrow, and maybe watch Scott Pilgrim and try to go to sleep. I'm a little wired after this now. But I will talk to you later, my darling. Okay? Thanks for listening. Okay, bye. Bye.